is Ready to Rock Today, Fire Nation. JLD here, and welcome to Entrepreneurs on Fire, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals with great shows like Gold Digger Podcast. Today, we'll be simplifying an overwhelming category. To drop these value bombs, I brought Philip James into EO Fire Studios. Philip is a serial entrepreneur dedicated to innovation at the intersection of wine and technology. He built the leading personalized wine brand and has helped more than a million people find wines they love. In today's Fire Nation, we'll talk about doing just that, personalization. We'll talk about customer experience, being unique, and so much more. And a big thank you for sponsoring today's episode goes to Philip and our sponsors. Nudge, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Ever notice how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? On Nudge, you learn simple evidence-backed tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and grow a business. Oh, and it's the UK's fast-growing business podcast. A recent episode on how to win any argument shares decade-long research into persuasion from a world-leading neuroscientist. Listen to Nudge wherever you get your podcasts. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fire. Philip, say what's up to Fire Nation and share something that you believe about becoming successful that most people disagree with.
John, thank you for having me on the show. Yeah, it's a good question. I think I might steal one that one of my investors says sometimes. It's like the overnight success, you know, 10 years in the making. And, you know, I just don't think that people see or realize kind of how much drudgery and how much work goes into building something that hopefully eventually people read or hear about and, you know, feels like an overnight success, but there is often so much work that goes into it behind the scenes. And at firstly, if I think we were 18 months or nearly 2 years since starting the company before we even launched the website. I mean, that's how long it took us not just to do the tech, but to make the wine and do everything else.
And Fire Nation, that actually leads beautifully into just what we're talking about here today, which is simplifying an overwhelming category. Of course, in the intro, I talked about, you know, the innovation at the intersection of wine and technology. And that's why I want to start there, Philip. I want to hear the story behind First Leaf.
You know, I think at this point, I'm a wine industry insider, but I didn't start that way. But gradually sort of fell into the wine industry. Maybe we talk about it later, but kind of fell into the wine industry, fell in love with it. And, you know, I think when you're kind of in the stream, you can see an opportunity that you wouldn't see, you know, if you don't understand how the business works behind the scenes. And so, some of the things that we realized, I think, are obvious, like why is wine so complicated? I think anybody can resonate with, you walk into a grocery store and there's 1,000 different wines on the shelf and how are you supposed to pick? And heaven forbid, someone slides you the wine list at the restaurant. And, you know, I've seen it like pass the parcel, right? Where nobody wants to touch it.
Well, it's pretty funny. I don't know if you've resonated with this, but always my friends are like, how do I classily choose the second cheapest wine on the wine list? So that's kind of feels like that's actually a strategy. Like, how do you become the second cheapest wine on the wine list? Because nobody wants to choose the cheapest because that's just, that sends a bad signal. So let's go with the second cheapest, but keep going, Philip.
Problem is the restaurants are wise to that, right? So they make a huge margin on that second cheapest wine. Anyway, so it's this super weird, opaque, and complicated category. And then working in the industry, I always had like a chip on my shoulder about that. Like I originally didn't know a lot about wine, and people I knew, colleagues, would kind of roll their eyes like, is Bordeaux a place or a grape? And it's a place, by the way, it's a city. Now I've been there, I know that. But I didn't know that stuff at first. And there's no other category that makes me feel like that. And that just, I don't know, it feels unfair, right? And so I basically have this chip on my shoulder. And, ever since starting my first company, you know, which eventually did lead to First Leaf, I've always tried to make it simpler for the average consumer. Like I said, I remember what it's like to not know anything about this product, even though I like it and I buy it. And, you know, I think I'm a good customer in this industry, I know what it felt like to have people literally roll their eyes at me because of how little I knew. But there is nothing else I buy, even if I don't know much about it, that someone would do that to me. And so, you know, firstly, from the ground up is set out to make it simpler. Now, we do a lot on the back end in supply chain and technology in order to present something simple, you know, to you, to the consumer. And so it kind of reminds me like when you walk into a restaurant and you order the entree, I mean, you just sit there and wait 10 minutes and it shows up. But there's probably been someone in the kitchen since lunchtime, like chopping and prepping and, you know, and getting everything ready.
That's what I want to dive into next, Philip, is specifically the unique angle that you wanted to take with First Leaf. I mean, you obviously didn't want to just say, I'm going to create another wine just to add to those thousands of wines that we see when we walk into a winery or a wine store or fill in the blank. You saw a void, you saw an opportunity, you saw a unique angle that you wanted to take. What was that?
You can kind of buy wine anywhere, right? There are over 10,000, I mean, literally, there are over 10,000 wineries in the US, and that sounds like a lot to me. And I don't know, 30 plus thousand liquor stores and grocery stores and hundreds of thousands of bars and restaurants and so on, right? So you can buy wine pretty much anywhere. And so, yeah, we did not want to be the 10,000th and first winery. And so I think there are two things that we do at First Leaf that make us very, very different, right? And so the first one is we make and source wine from all over the world. And really no winery does that, right? If you go visit a winery, whether it's California or somewhere in Europe or anywhere else in the US, they normally make wine from one place, right? If you go visit a Napa winery, obviously they make wine from Napa or maybe California. But we make wine from over a dozen different countries, right? We work with vineyards and growers all over the world. And so in that sense, yeah, we're a winery, but we also kind of come across a little bit like a retailer, right? With a full breadth of regions and grapes and prices and so on. And then the other one is about the technology, right? And because we have this huge range of wine, and I said I wanted to keep it simple to the consumer, we have to help them pick. And so from going to the website and taking that introductory quiz, the personalization, like picking what goes in the box, the customer service team that are all wine trained who can help you put together a custom order if you want, all of that is designed to help kind of reduce the complexity and the noise and help the consumer just feel confident that they're getting, you know, they're paying for something that they're going to enjoy.
Fire Nation, I think it's really important that you go into an industry saying, you know what, I'm going to be able to disrupt it in this way or offer something new and unique in that way. And so with you, Philip, how did you actually know, or when did you actually know that you were on the right track with First Leaf?
You don't know on day one, right? I think is my best answer. And it takes a long time. And, you know, I spend so much time trying to go back and think of things from like first principles, right? So what am I really sure is true? Because it's so easy to get caught up in the noise or, and you know, we all have to do the sort of micro analysis, right? How did yesterday's ads do, right? What's the landing page conversion or whatever it is, right? And you have to analyze that and you have to improve it. But I'm always dragging, and my team is really good at that, right? And so someone, it's usually me, I have to drag my brain out of the day-to-day and go back and think of, like, why did I start this business? What's always going to be true? And make sure that we're still aligned with that. And so for me, it's things like, look, this is a big category. In the US, wine is $70 billion. And the consumer confusion, I mean, you and I were joking about it, right? I mean, I can ask anybody I know, even a wine expert, and they'll still complain about buying it in a grocery store or looking at a wine list and not knowing any of the or many of those brand names. So certain things are kind of always true. And as long as we remain aligned with that, I think we stay on the right path. But whether or not you know if you're perfectly meshed with that is hard, right? And entrepreneurs and VCs talk about product market fit, but it's usually not something that comes overnight. And I think it kind of happens at scale in like different steps, right? Different at different levels of scale. So, you know, can you get one person to buy your product? Can you get 100 people to buy your product? And then can you get 100,000 people to buy your product? And each is like a, you know, each order or two orders of magnitude is harder and harder and harder. But I think you have to keep tying it back to those for your category and your business. Like, what are those universal truths? And are you still aligned with those?
Fire Nation, a lot to think about while we take a quick break here, but I really am excited to be diving into customer experience as soon as we get back from thanking our sponsors. Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship. More things added to your to-do list every day and less time to accomplish the things that matter most. Add to all that the number of tools it takes to run your coaching programs, online courses, growing team, and your physical product sales, and you've really got your hands full. Doing business has never felt harder. But what if there was a way to simplify everything, a way to manage your entire business with a single platform? Sounds like you'll need a miracle to make it happen, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't need a miracle to hit your goal. You just need HubSpot. HubSpot's all-on-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: a platform that gives you high-quality leads, helps you close deals faster, and one that promotes customer loyalty and happiness. And if you're looking for record-breaking quarters, those are just ahead too. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today. Summer is here, and that means hanging out by the pool and traveling to different parts of the country on vacation. And that also means seasonal businesses are hiring everything from lifeguards to activity coordinators. So people with these specific skills are in high demand and not easy to find. Whether you're hiring for one of these roles or any other role, how do you find top talent before the competition gets to them? ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/fire. With ZipRecruiter, all you have to do is post your job, and once you see a candidate who really shines, you can send them a pre-written invite to apply message so they can act fast. Gear up for summer with ZipRecruiter's high-speed hiring tools. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/fire. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/fire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, running multiple systems, and on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious, right? But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fire, netsuite.com/fire, netsuite.com/fire. All right, Philip, we're back. And as I kind of teased before the break, so few entrepreneurs focus on the customer experience. They just focus on the sale, then it's out the door, then it's on to the next sale. So they really fail to grasp that if the customer has a fantastic experience, they will tell their friends and boom, it's like free and amazing marketing for you. So share with us the consumer experience for First Leaf. What's that like?
Business is like playing sports at a professional league, right? There are really good people that you go up against. And so, it's very, very different to go from, I don't know, the theory of business, or for me, I went to business school, and then all of a sudden I'm running a business and I'm like, ugh, like some of the people I'm up against, these are multi-billion dollar brands with 100 years of history and just a giant budget. And I mean, you say that most people, most companies don't think about it from the customer experience, but how can you not do that? I mean, how can you, I mean, you have a bunch of constituents, fine, employees, investors, and whatever, but I mean, ultimately none more important than the consumer, because they bring in all the money that then pays for everything else. So, I really force my team to continue to re-experience, and this is hard, but to keep re-experiencing what it's like for a new member, for a new customer. I host a meeting that's sort of cross-departmental, cross-functional. And for each time, and we don't meet every month, every 2 months roughly, for each time we meet, everyone who attends that meeting has to create a new account, go through the experience, receive the shipment, and, you know, stay, unsubscribe, change some parameters. Quite a high burden to come to that meeting, right? You have to spend the money and you have to put the time in. But if you don't keep re-experiencing it, I mean, imagine building a mobile app and like only looking at it on a 30-inch monitor. I mean, you need to put it on a phone and walk around and see how fast it is, you know, if the Wi-Fi isn't strong, right? Or if you're, you know, downloading it over cellular. And so we spend a lot of time trying to reimagine and re-experience what it's like for a new consumer. But let me quickly describe that. So it's simple, right? They would go to firstleaf.com. We have an introductory quiz that's, I don't know, half a dozen or so questions, very simple. What kind of food do you like? Do you know anything about wine? Are there specific regions or brands that you know you like? If you don't, skip the question. But it gives us sort of a first cut of being able to understand what kind of wine you would like. And like I said, we have wine from all over the world. We have to reduce it to few enough to put in a box for you. We'll make that first choice. We sell it roughly half price as an introductory shipment. It's a really good deal. It's pretty much break even for us, but we want you to try the wines and we want you to experience the personalization. Ships out same day if you place the order early enough, or next day if not. We get it to you quickly. Enjoy the wine and come back and rate them, thumbs up, thumbs down. Jump on the phone with customer service if you want to refine your account in any way. But we will continue to use that feedback from you, again, however you give it to us, to refine your future shipments. And, you know, that's kind of basic, right? But one thing I think that's very interesting about wine is people's consumption may move up and down a lot throughout the year, right? Maybe you're on a health kick or you do dry January, you don't want any wine, but maybe you have an event coming up or you have friends over and your wine consumption goes up. And it's not like that for a lot of subscriptions, right? If I have socks every month, I don't need more socks. I use the same amount of socks per month. But wine, people's consumption can vary, you know, massively depending on what's going on in their life. And so we give the consumer a lot of tools to upgrade or downgrade or have a bigger box with more bottles or pause it, change the frequency and so on. And so, yes, we're a subscription, but I sort of talk about it very much as like a polite subscription, and it works, you know, within the framework that the consumer wants to set. But they generally want us to pick the wine that goes in the box for them as we learn their tastes and can do that, you know, better often than they can do themselves.
I compare what you're talking about to a couple companies that I actually subscribe to, and they're specifically for coffee. So there's one company called Four Sigmatic. There's another one called Strong Coffee, and they both do that very well. Like, I know that I consume a significant amount of coffee on a daily basis. That's just one of my morning routines for sure. But it can vary because sometimes I take trips, sometimes this happens, sometimes that happens. And so the companies that make it really easy to pause, to add on, to just delay 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and to allow me to get into like what is a perfect rhythm. So I always have enough coffee on hand, but never too much that I feel like, okay, I'm overboard or I'm freaking out because I'm kind of running out. So those companies that really make it simple, Fire Nation, and make it just work, those are important, because frankly, there's probably one or two other coffee companies where if they were as good as those two that I mentioned, I probably would be subscribing to them instead, but they either don't have that program or make it really convoluted and difficult and just not fun. So think about that as you're going through. And something that Philip and I talked about pre-interview is he and his company were kind enough to actually ship me a box of wine with individual wine bottles within that box. And it was just in time for my friends from college. They were in for a trip. It was three of my college roommates with their families. And we had these lovely dinners overlooking the Caribbean. And we shared these bottles of wine. And we definitely talked about it. We talked about the design, the names, because they stood out and they were unique. And I have no doubt that those three friends that went home that consume a lot of wine are going to be Googling First Leaf because they want to say, wow, that was really cool. That was great wine, cool design, all this stuff. And it was just different and unique for that reason. So, Philip, all this being said, we've talked about some really cool things. Your idea, your story, your unique angle, how to really judge if you are on the right track, the customer experience being so important to you. Take us home. What do you really want Fire Nation to know? Number one, about you, about First Leaf. But number two, what can they be taking away from your wealth of experience and knowledge building this brand?
First Leaf is a very good service to try out. If you're interested in wine, you want to learn more about it, but you find picking it in a store confusing, right? Kind of hit or miss. If that describes you, go take a look at firstleaf.com. For aspiring entrepreneurs, this is something I've thought about a long time, right? Because, I'm 15 plus years, something like that, as a CEO at this point. And, I've learned many things along the way, but I still remember what it was like when I raised money, a little bit of money from friends and family and started my first company. And so I remember quitting my job, writing the business plan, scraping together a few a few hundred thousand dollars. I don't know. It felt like a lot at the time. I'm not really sure if that's a lot in modern startups, but that's all I could get. And I sat down at my desk in my rented WeWork style space. And 10 minutes later, I remember phoning my mother and I was like, I don't know what to do now. And so that beginning part can be really slow, right? And there's no momentum other than what you create. And so my favorite cartoon has always been the Tasmanian devil. I don't know if you guys have it in this country.
Oh yeah, we do.
He spins really fast, right? But when he stops spinning, it stops. And so you, the founder, the founding team, you guys have to spin. And so it takes a long time. Those early days go slowly, but eventually you'll have something, right? Some teams, some customers, some other things. And for me, that feeling when I could actually log off and watch TV or go for a hike or hang out with friends, knowing that something's happening and I'm not pushing it. And that feeling when the company actually begins to have the beginnings of a life of its own, for me, that was the most satisfying part at all. But for a long time, and for us, it was nearly 2 years between legally incorporating the company and launching. I mean, we had to not just build a website, but source and make the wine. Takes a long time. It was just me and my co-founder spinning. But now I know, there's a company running. And so finally I can take a bit of time off or also have a little bit of a balance in life at the same time. But for a long time, I wasn't able to. So, I have empathy for people who are going through that for the first time, but know that, if you succeed, the other side is a lot nicer and calmer than it needs to be for you in the beginning days.
Philip, give us a call to action. What do you want our listeners to do to connect with you, your company, and then we'll say goodbye?
Firstleaf.com obviously is the company. You can reach me through LinkedIn. I think it's just my full name, Philip J. K., the initials, James. Come take a look at what we offer, connect with me on LinkedIn, drop me a line. Would love to hear from you.
Fire Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You've been hanging out with PJ and JLD today, so keep up that heat. For links to everything we talked about, visit eofire.com. Type Philip in the search bar. The show notes page will pop right up. And Philip, thank you for sharing your truth, your knowledge, your value with Fire Nation. For that, we salute you and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Fire Nation, a huge thank you to our sponsors and Philip for sponsoring today's episode. And Fire Nation, I've interviewed more than 4,000 of the world's most successful entrepreneurs. And guess what? I've created a revolutionary 17-step roadmap to your financial freedom, to your fulfillment, and I put it all into my first traditionally published book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success. Personally endorsed by Seth Godin and Gary Vaynerchuk, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, it's the step-by-step guidance that you need, Fire Nation, to achieve the lifestyle of your dreams. Visit uncommonsuccessbook.com. I'll catch you there or on the flippity flip side. Nudge, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Ever notice how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? On Nudge, you learn simple evidence-backed tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and grow a business. Oh, and it's the UK's fast-growing business podcast. A recent episode on how to win any argument shares decade-long research into persuasion from a world-leading neuroscientist. Listen to Nudge wherever you get your podcasts. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fire.